morning, George. How are you doing?
Thanks.
So, George, just how competitive is the current research environment?
Well, if you're talking about research funding, it's not great from the perspective of the people seeking funding. So looking at medical research in particular, because that's what Researchable focuses on, the majority of medical research gets funded through an organization called the National Health and Medical Research Council in Australia, or NHMRC. And they've got a major grants program, which accounts for about half of their funding, called Project Grants. And over the last 8 years or so, the success rate for that program has halved. So it's gone from around 26.6% to 13.7%. So that means if you're applying for a grant, only 14% of applications are successful. So 86% of research applications to that program go unfunded, which is not a great record. There's a lot of great research, in other words, that we're leaving on the table.
Yeah, is that just because it's just too many great projects they're looking to sort of grant funding, or it's just the resources are just too limited?
Well, it's not because those applications are not worthy of being funded. It's just because there's an upper limit on how much money there is, and there's a lot of applicants coming in for those particular projects.
Okay. And tell us about Researchable, and how will this new service look to sort of change that and change the way the field is running at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So Researchable is a new way to fund research online. So on Researchable, you can directly fund and follow research by leading institutions from around the world. And we're the first crowdfunding site in Australia that specializes in research and partners with major research institutions. So for those of your listeners who may not be familiar with crowdfunding, it's essentially an online funding model where you pool resources or financial contributions from many different people or organizations. So each contributor may only give a small amount, but when you pool them together, it can add up to a considerable sum. In our case, those contributions take the form of a donation, and that's tax deductible for Australians.
Yeah, and just sort of how thorough is the process, I mean, of the actual funding process of funding these research ideas?
Well, we want to do a bit of the vetting, because obviously you can't just let any project, when it comes to research, go on the platform. Mm-hmm. So some crowdfunding platforms, they will allow any project creator to propose a project.
Yeah.
And that makes sense for things like creative projects where anyone can have a good creative project idea. But for research, you need to be well qualified and you need to have a proper research proposal which gets vetted, etc. So how it works for us, we partner with research institutions. So you can't actually create a project on the platform unless you're working at one of those research institutions. The researchers propose the project, and then the institution will vet the project, then we'll vet the project, and then after that vetting project process, it'll go on to Researchable.
Okay, and there's three main projects being launched with this service. Can you tell us about a little bit about each of them?
Yeah, sure. We've just launched about 2 months ago, and we're testing the platform at the moment with three projects, as you said. The first involves diabetes, and there are an estimated 1.7 million Australians with diabetes, so it's a very serious issue for Australians. That project's from Curtin University, and they're investigating the active chemicals in a herb which has anti-diabetic properties. And the aim is to eventually develop a tablet which can be used to treat diabetes. So, in other words, tablet, not injections. The second project involves allergies. And again, another serious issue for Australians, as one in three have an allergy. But there's a more serious form of allergy, which around, I think, 2 to 3% of people have, that can cause a life-threatening reaction called anaphylaxis. And for those with anaphylaxis, the reaction is with something called an adrenaline auto-injector. And people may have heard of probably the more popular version of that called an EpiPen.
Yep.
There's a project from the University of Tasmania which examines the effect that storage conditions have on the auto-injector and whether it makes them ineffective against anaphylaxis. You're meant to actually store those things, I think, somewhere between 15 to 30 degrees. But obviously in Australia, temperature ranges often go well outside those ranges.
Yeah, that's right.
So that can be a problem. And then the third and final project is looking at sexual health. So for young people, sexting and pornography can present some novel risks. But around a half of young people have tried sexting, and the average age they first watch pornography now is around 14 years old.
Wow.
So we've got a project from the Burnett Institute that aims to produce a guide for young people, parents, and educators about how best to deal with those risks, and in a way that is not about just saying no, because that sort of fear-based prescriptive approach doesn't work with these things.
All right. Well, it sounds like three very worthwhile things to check out. George, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That is George Cronez, the CEO of Researchable, a great new crowdfunding resource for people who want to get involved in medical research. And there's just the three examples that George is talking to us about there sound very worthy of throwing some money at. If you are so inclined, head to researchable.com for more information.